When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you like these types of stories and want more content, please go to the link in the description and buy me a coffee to support the podcast so I can get super caffeinated and awake to pump out the content. I honestly need a new computer for better sound editing and a microphone so you can hear my beautiful voice. If you are unable to do so, I completely understand. Just sharing this podcast everywhere you can is so appreciated. I truly appreciate you, and let's do this.
Wife slept with two married men and plans to sleep more with one of her colleague. Now she showed up at my parents' house, demanding to be allowed to celebrate Christmas with us. My father threatened to call the police if she didn't leave. My wife, 37 female, got a new job 4.5 months ago, she also made some new friends. I, 36 male, didn't really like them. They were all dedicated woman rightist, professional sufferers, SJW types. They are women who will yell at you for opening the door for them. Or not, opening the door for them. You can't win either way. In the beginning I sort of laughed it off, but during the last 2 months I noticed some disturbing changes in my wife. We have been married for 11 years and have two kids, 10 female and 8 male. It got worse and worse. She would accuse me of all kinds of nonsense, like I was born evil because men suppressed women historically. Say what? Whatever I did for her, things she would normally appreciate, was all of a sudden reasons to have a fight. It was all nonsense. I would try to be patient. These arguments would usually end with me saying something like, "But I haven't done anything bad towards you. The only thing I am guilty of is loving you." It would usually send her murmuring. Then the next day she would be back trying the same thing again with slightly different arguments. Then about 5 weeks ago I got this sharp gut feeling that something was seriously wrong. She came back late at night without telling me she would be back late. I couldn't reach her phone, she was rather drunk and she acted distant and cold. The next day she would just be dismissive and tell me I was being controlling, that I read too much into things. This happened a few more times. I tried to snoop on her phone but didn't manage to find anything definite, but I suspected she had deleted a lot of her messages. I did find a thread with one of her new friends. They were discussing how she would approach me asking me for an open relationship. I immediately knew what my instincts were telling me, she was cheating. In the thread my wife said she would talk to me about it, on what is now the second Monday of December. My kids are with their grandparents to celebrate Christmas, we were scheduled to both join them today. So anyway, she tries to start this conversation during breakfast, like it's just a thought out of the blue. To ask me what I think about an open relationship? Luckily I was prepared, I was already recording. I had been reading a lot here on Reddit and I knew there is really no way of saving this. My best possible outcome is to get out of this with some sliver of pride and self-esteem intact. From here on out it's all about protecting myself and the kids. I didn't scream or yell, I just went directly into jaw-clenched interrogation mode. She was all conceited until this point, but that evaporated immediately when she saw the look on my face. Me, who is he? She, what do you mean? Tries to look innocent, like she doesn't understand. Me, if you want to have this conversation with me, don't treat me like an idiot and at least you can be honest. If you can't be honest, what's the point of this conversation? She, what do you mean? Me, if you lie to me now, we cannot have the discussion you want to have about our relationship. I can tell that you are hiding something, it's obvious. So who is the guy you are ducking? She, I am not. Me, oh my god, it's more than one. She, Me, don't. Just don't, ducking lie. You have just totally destroyed my trust in you. I can tell you are lying. Either you are honest and we talk this through, or I divorce you. Our marriage ends right now, no arguments, no discussion, no nothing. Just divorce. Do you understand? She, but. Me, say it. Do you understand? Do you understand that, if you lie, I will divorce you. Say it. Do you understand that I already know a lot? I can read you like a book. If I catch you lying, we are over. Tell me you understand.
I
understand. She proceeds to tell me about 2 one-night stands while out with her friends. I ask about their names, if they are married, if she wore protection, etc. They are both married men with kids. Then she tells me she is planning to sleep with a colleague at work, and that she intends to pursue this since it's good for her and that I don't have any right to control her. What the duck? I ask about the colleague as well and get his name. His wife name. He is married, but according to her, in an open relationship like she wants us to be. She continues that she will set me up with some of her friends, one of them are really keen apparently. What in the actual duck? I have seen this friend and I wouldn't touch her with a barge pole. I tell her I am not interested. I ask for her phone and she shows me the pattern to open it. While she went to the bathroom, I locked myself in my office. She freaks out and while she was banging on the door I ran recovery software on the phone for deleted content and ended up with lots of painful evidence 30 minutes later. I also installed a spying app from an online service. When I came out I gave her the phone and told her to leave. She argued a lot, I didn't really respond beyond single word responses. She didn't seem remorseful at all through all of this. She was yelling at me that I was acting controlling, holding her back like men always held women back. That I never loved her, that she had every right to do this, that she expected me to just accept this, that it wasn't a big deal. Etc. I didn't argue back, I hardly said a word actually. I just packed her stuff while she circled yelling at me. I ended up at the front door where I just stood silently until she ran out of steam. In the end she reluctantly went to her parents' house. On her way down the stair I told her she was single now, so she could do whatever she wanted. I wasn't controlling her anymore. My lawyer would be in touch in January. When she turned to respond, I just slammed and locked the door. I later watched as she discussed it with her friends. They were telling her how strong she was, demanding what she was entitled to, how she deserved better than me. That it was empty threats from my side, that I wouldn't go through with it, you wanna bet? What really worried me was how they told her that if needed she could just accuse me of domestic mistreatment. One of them explained how she had screwed over her ex-husband and taken everything from him by accusing him of mistreatment. I have ordered cameras to put up at my house now, I know now I have to record everything. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing, I have never ever threatened her in any way. Then she started messaging her AP to meet up. They agreed to meet at a hotel, I was absolutely stunned. I went online trying to find the AP's wife, it didn't take long. I got her to accept me as a friend on Facebook and I told her everything, including the ongoing activity at the hotel. She thanked me and hung up. A few hours later I got a video from her. She went to the motel and confronted them. From the screaming, this wasn't the first time her husband had cheated. You ducking AH. You do this to me again? To the kids again. I told you we were over if you ever did this again. You blah blah. She walked into the room and filmed my wife getting dressed on the edge of the bed. I threw up when I saw that the first time. The AP's wife slapped her and cursed her out. I sent a message to my wife telling her that I saw the video from the hotel, and that I never want her near me ever again. It's like she sees our interaction as some sort of pissing competition? Where she, in her mind, is winning? She's totally delusional? I can't understand any of it. It's like she isn't connected to reality? Like she doesn't really understand that we are divorcing? I logged onto my wife's family WhatsApp group and informed them that we are divorcing due to her infidelity. I thanked them for making me feel welcome and part of the family before disconnecting from the group. I have received a few calls and messages from her side, but I haven't read them or responded. I just don't have the energy for it. I called my parents and told them everything. My father messaged my wife that she wouldn't be welcome for Christmas. I am at my parents now and I have talked to my boss. He is giving me time off until mid-January to sort my things out. I have been monitoring my wife's increasingly frantic discussions with her new friends. I don't think it's dawned on my wife that she has lost her family, that her marriage is over and that her new friends and her AP don't really give a crap about her. She has sent me many messages and she showed up at my parents' house, demanding to be allowed to celebrate Christmas with us. My father threatened to call the police if she didn't leave. Now I am Googling divorce lawyers, crying my soul out. I think I have been in shock, but the pain has hit me hard since I got to my parents' house. I just can't make any sense of it. It just gives me so much pain to read their chats and interact with her. I have only responded twice to her messages. Me, it doesn't matter what you say, I don't know who you are. You are not my wife, my wife would never destroy my heart and soul while smiling. We will get a divorce. I don't care what you say or what you want. You have no influence or right to demand anything from me ever again. We are over. Me, like I said, you are not my wife, I don't know you. My wife would never condemn our children to the pain and suffering of growing up in a broken home. You, whoever you are, seem to be proud of what you have done. My wife was loving, caring, considerate, my best friend. You are a self-obsessed, self-absorbed abomination. The messages stopped after the last one. The pain is absolutely unbearable at times. I wish this never happened. I wish I could get back with her like before, but I just can't do that to myself. This is the worst Christmas ever. I couldn't help myself, but I explained to the kids that mommy doesn't want to be a family anymore. She wants to be with other men and that we will get divorced. They are naturally distraught. Luckily, my mom and dad are here to help. They shower them with love and affection, while I am an absolute mess. I will try to get back on my feet for my kids' sake, but I am not going back to her ever. I wish I waited until after Christmas so I could get them straight into counseling. I don't know what happened, I just blurted it out when they asked about when their mother would come. I would never be able to look at myself in the mirror if I went back to her. The level of disrespect and callousness in her behavior is unforgivable. I am lost, I just don't get it. Why is it that she expects she can demand anything from me at this point? Is she mentally ill or something? Sorry about the incoherent rant, I just needed to get this out. Edit, I found out that I am okay with the monitoring, I talked to a lawyer that a friend knows. The phone is mine and the subscription is mine. My wife is using it but I own it. And the subscription, so I am okay. It's not illegal to monitor my own equipment. Dude, I am so sorry for your pain. No words I can offer will make it any easier, but I will hope for your pain to ease and a speedy recovery from all of this nonetheless. I know you will get tons of advice, but I noticed you didn't mention the financial aspect. If you haven't already, I would limit or cut off any joint accounts and credit cards. When we broke up, my first wife took that as an invitation to max out our credit cards and drain the bank accounts before I canceled them, and I was stuck with the bill in addition to child support. At least I didn't have to pay alimony, thank you Texas. As she put it, you owe me. People do some pretty twisted, horrid things in divorce. But your lawyer hopefully will advise you better than I can. Best of luck. I must admit, this is brutal and gut-wrenching. I so don't want to be in your shoes, but I must ask, what apps did you use for data restore and spying? You're a titan to get this all done within 30 minutes. I'd probably spend at least 2 hours on research while you made it in record time. I work in it, I have experience with recovery software for clients. The monitoring tool was XN Spy, I just searched for it. It only took a few minutes to install. Surprise me, and tell me she isn't working at Amazon? My brother works there, and since his brain went into teenage mode. He's 50 dating 20-somethings, while his wife pays all their bills. Seems like where he works intentionally hired unemployed exotic dancers, and they set the culture. This all sounds awful and I'm terribly sorry. The only thing I disagree with here is you telling your kids that their mother didn't want to be a family. That was just to spite her. In the long run, it would be more beneficial to them to keep your mouth shut about the gritty details and allow their mother to reveal herself as they grow. That way, they can come to the conclusion on their own and just remember that you never spoke ill of their mother and respect you more for it. I know it's hard, trust me, I know the desire for them to know it wasn't you about to shatter their world. You could simply tell them that you two are no longer happy together and want different things, and therefore, mom won't be spending holidays as a family anymore.
If you like these types of stories and want more content, please go to the link in the description and buy me a coffee to support the podcast so I can get super caffeinated and awake to pump out the content. I honestly need a new computer for better sound editing and a microphone so you can hear my beautiful voice. If you are unable to do so, I completely understand. Just sharing this podcast everywhere you can is so appreciated. I truly appreciate you and let's do this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.